Let's, Be'ez Hashem B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David C. Ben Arav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Tesva, very first words, Itmar. It was stated in the Beis Medrash, Lechi Ha'omed Me'elav. Let's say you have a Lechi that you did not expressly put that Lechi up in order to serve, to be Machshir the Mavli. It was just a tree or a rod or a pole or a beam that was standing there forever. You didn't place it up for that. Lechi ha'omid me'elav. It's standing there by itself. Abaye amar havi lechi. Abaye says, at the end of the day, you have something at the beginning of the mavli. It's kosher. It's machshir the mavli. Rava amar lo havi lechi. Rava says, it is not a good lechi. According to Rashi, this is one of the famous six cases in Shas of the Ya'al Kigam, which are the six cases that we follow Abaye against Rava. In 99.9 of the machloks on Abaye Rava, we always follow Rava. There's six exceptions where we follow Abaye. According to Rashi, this is one of the six exceptions. Ya'al Kigam, Yishlo Midas, Eid Zomim Lamafreyo Nifsal, Lechi Homid Me'elov, that's this one, Kiddushin Chain Masurin Labia, Gili Das Beget, and Mumar Ochel Nevelis Latayavon. Six cases. Ya'al Kigam. So you got to memorize the Ya'al Kigam. Anyway. Tosa says this is actually not one of the six cases. He thinks we follow Rava here. And he has a different case where we follow Abaye. Says the Gemara, Hecha delo samchinan alei me'esmol. In a situation where clearly you were not relying on this lechi from Erev Shabbos, meaning, let's say, for example, you put up a lechi, another lechi, aside from the tree, you put up a lechi Erev Shabbos. So clearly, and now in the middle of Shabbos morning, your lechi falls down. So now you want to rely on the tree that's right next to it. Says the Gemara, Hecha delo samchinan alei me'esmol. In a case where you clearly did not rely on this, kulei amalo pligi delo havi lechi. Everyone agrees in such a case that the lechi does not work. Kipligi hecha de samchinan alei me'esmol. Now the machlokis is, in a situation where this thing was not created for a lechi, but Erev Shabbos, you had no other lechi. So Erev Shabbos, you had in mind, oh, I want to use this lechi. Even though this lechi, when it was originally made, planted, or built, it was not made for the purposes of a lechi. That's where the machlokas is in that case. You did rely on it. Abaye says, before Shabbos, you designated it as a lechi. That's good enough. Even though when it was originally created, it wasn't for that, but you designated it. Since this thing originally was not made for a lechi, lo have a lechi. The definition of a lechi, according to Rava, has to be something that was made originally for a lechi. The Gemara at the very end of the sugya is going to explain really what the root of the dispute here really is. Says the Gemara. Now, the Gemara first goes off sort of like on a side point. Kasaka daitach. We think at this point, kiheke de pligi belechi, just like Abai and Rava have machlok, is about a lechi that was not originally made to be a lechi. Pligi nami b'mechitza. What about a wall that was not originally made to be a wall? Does that have a halachic status of a wall or not? So the Gemara thinks it's the same machlokas. The Gemara tries to bring four proofs to this issue. Tashma, come and hear a proof. Ha'osa sukaso bein ha'ilanos v'ilanos tefanos la k'sheira. Person makes his sukkah amongst trees. Got four big fat trees. And the big fat trees are the walls of a sukkah. K'sheira! So you see that walls, that obviously these things were not planted for the sake of the lula of the sukkah, and yet they work as a wall. So you see something that wasn't supposed to be a wall can be a wall. Says seems to be a proof to Abaye against Rava. Answers the Gemara, Hachamayaskina, no, Shenatan Mitchila Lekach. The whole Mishnah is talking about a case where the tree was planted 50 years ago, so it should be the walls of a sukkah. What a strange answer. The Gemara is going to back out from all these answers shortly. Says the Gemara,
aren't we looking for a heker more so than a wall?
We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about the heker. We'll see. The Gemara is going to come to that. Now, hold on, but by mechitza, what, by sukkah, you're saying? By
I'm talking about
so we'll come back to that. We'll come back. But by mechitza, lechora, it should even be more pashut. You shouldn't. There's no hecker at all. Right? What's the whole issue? So the Gemara is going to end up getting there, but it's a funny. You're right. The whole Gemara is a funny havamin. It's a funny havamin. Says Gemara, if really you're talking about a case where you planted the tree 30 years ago, that it should be the wall of the sukkah. Iachi pshita. Obviously, it's a good wall. Ma'od the same lugzadimiyos shamusha beilan kamashlan. You might have thought no, a tree is muktzah on Shabbos. So you might have thought just like a tree is muktzah or yantiv in Shabbos, you're not allowed to use the tree. So you might have thought you can't use it for wall of a sukkah. Just like halacha lemaisa, you're not allowed to hang your jacket on a tree on Shabbos. You're not allowed to, if a ball gets stuck in a tree, you're not allowed to take the ball out of the tree on Shabbos. There's all kinds of halachas like that. You're not allowed to, you know, climb a tree on Shabbos. So kamash malan, that for a sukkah, you're allowed to use it as a wall. Raya number two. Tashma hayasham ilan ogader ochitzas hakanim nidon mishum diyuman. We're going to learn in the second parak of Erevin, the case of Pase Biraos, the case of where you have a well in the middle of a Shasarabim, the rabbis were very lenient to allow you to carry when you just put up like four double-sided walls, not even touching each other. It's Omin Merubah Laparetz, it's wide open. Just these four little things allows you to carry. So the mission there says if you had a tree or a fence of rocks or reeds, so all of it works as the wall for Pase Biraos. So obviously these things weren't made for that. The tree wasn't made for that. So you see that a wall is a good wall, even if it wasn't made for that. Says the Gemara, no! You planted it for the Pase Biraos. Says the Gemara, Yachimai Kamashan, it's obvious. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malan, Chitzas HaKonim, Kone Kone, Pachos Mishlosha Tvachim, Uchidibay Mine Abay Mirabba. See, the Chiddush is, by Chitzas HaKonim, even if each of these reeds that's growing was not actually right next to each other, but it's three tefachim away from each other, you might have thought, even though there's a din of lavud, you might have thought that this would not be considered to be a good diyumed. It wouldn't be considered to be a good wall. And this is as Abaye asked Rabba later on about mechitzas hakanim, right? If there's less than three tefachim away, should it be a good one or not? And Rabba answered him that it is good. So that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush of this brisa. Okay, but you have no proof to the issue of mechitza. Says Gemara, Tashma, third attempted proof. Ilan ha-mesech al-aretz. If you have a tree whose branches cover over a large area of land, im ein nofo govam al-aretz shlosha tfachim, if the branches of the tree, when they spread over, they come all the way down within three tfachim of the ground, so you're allowed to carry under the tree. Metaltlin tachta. You're allowed to carry under the tree on Shabbos because the branches of the tree apparently were 10, it's 10 tvachim tall and it's 4 tvachim wide. So it's a rishus hayachid. So you're allowed to carry under the tree. Says the Gemara, okay, so here clearly you see that a wall that wasn't made for it. So what's going to be the answer? You guessed it. Hachanabi ma'askin shenato mitchil lekach. Oh, we planted it for this purpose. Says the Gemara, ihachi. Litaltel bakulo, you should be able to carry under the entire tree. Alama amrafuna braid of Yeshua, ain metatlin bo ela besa sayim. There's a special chiddush that you're only allowed to carry 100 amos by 50 amos in that area. So if it's a massive, massive tree, if it was larger than that, you're not allowed to carry there. What do you mean? If it's a pure rishus hayachid, so you should be allowed to carry as long as it is. Right, you could have a rishus hayachid that's larger than 100 by 50. So what's so special here? Answer the Gemara. There's a difference. By a tree, mishum to have a dirush a tashmisha la'avir. That when this was made originally, no one lives in such a structure. It's made like a guardhouse or something like that. It was made for the type of usage, not that you're actually going to live there, but for the people who are guarding the fields. So there's a special takana. It's not a real rishus hayachid, so they said you're only allowed to carry 100 by 50. V'chol dirusha tashmisha la'avir, if it's not really used for itself, it's just there to protect that which is outside of, like as a guardhouse, ein metaltlin ba'ela beisa sayim. So there's a special gzera. It's not a real rishus hayachid, so it's like a minor league rishus hayachid. You're only allowed to carry, there's a gzera. We'll learn about it later on. There's a gzera that you're only allowed to carry 100 by 50. And finally, the fourth and final attempted proof, Tashma, Shavas Betel. Let's say you're playing on a little mountain and all of a sudden you realize it's Shabbos and you're on top of a mountain. Shugavos, you're tapping on a little hill that's 10 tefachim tall. Vehu me'arba amos v'ad beis hasayim. It's between 4 amos and 100 by 50. V'chein b'neka shu amakasar, or you're playing in a cellar, a cleft in the rock, a deep pit. Hu me'arba amos v'ad beis hasayim. It's shu amakasar. It's 10 tefachim deep and it's 4 amos until 100 by 50. V'kama kitzura, or you're in the middle of very high sheaves of wheat. You're in a wheat field. But you're in a carved out area which has 10 tefachim of walls and it's wide. The shibolos makifa soso, and it's also from 4 amos until beis hasayim. You're surrounded on all sides by these stalks of wheat. Mahalachas kula v'chutz la'apayim amos. So as far as the Isser of Tchum is concerned, this is considered to be your place. So you're allowed to walk the entire area, whatever the area is, and then you have 2,000 amos outside that area. So again, here you have the cleft of the rock, the sheaves of wheat, the hill, the mountain. This wasn't made for your rishus, and yet you see it has a halachic status of walls. Answer the Gemara. You think I'm so smart already? You're going to give me the answer that all these things were made for that? Says Gemara. Bishlama kama l'chai. I can get the wheat. You could say the wheat was planted for that purpose. El atel v'neka mike lima, but a cleft in the rock. Or a hill, you can't say it was made for that. People don't make those things for that kind of a thing. So the Gemara says, you're right. All these kashas, none of them really made any sense. Ella b'mechitzos kuli amalo pligi. No. When it comes to a wall, Mordechai, like you said before, when it comes to a wall is a wall is a wall is a wall. You don't need a wall to be made to be a wall in order to be a wall. If it's a wall, it doesn't matter whether it was made to be a wall or not made to be a wall. A wall is by defined as a wall, whether you made it as a wall or didn't make it as a wall. B'mechitzos kuliyam l'pligi. Dehavi mechitza. So this is Mordechai. Now we're going to get to exactly what you said. Exactly what you said. Ki pligi b'lechi. That's the shaila of a lechi. Is a lechi like a wall? Or is a lechi something that needs to be a heker? And if a lechi needs to be a heker, you have to make it specifically for the purposes of the heker. That's exactly the question. Ki pligi b'lechi. Abaye l'tame d'amar lechi mishum mechitza. Abaye holds that the main function of a lechi is to serve as a mechitza. Now we're going to see that even the one who holds that a lechi is a mechitza agrees it's got to be a heker also. It's not like it's one or the other. But the question is, what's the main definition of a lechi? So Abaye says that the main definition of a lechi should be a mechitza. And apparently Abaye held also by a korah. We saw earlier there was a machlokes by a korah. Is a korah mishum mechitza or not? So, u'mechitza ha'asur me'elav mechitza. So just like a wall that's made by itself is a good wall, so to a lechi that's not made for the sake of being a lechi, but it was made by itself, so it's a lechi. So since lechi works mishum mechitza fundamentally, so a lechi that was made by itself is also good. The Rava l'tame d'amar no lechi mishum heker. Rava holds that a lechi the main point is that it should be a heker. Now, in order for something to be a heker, you have to be a dayim, have a heker. If you make something for the sake of being matir, the mavoi, so then it's going to be a heker. The b'nei ha-mavoi get together and say, oh, we need to put up a lechi because we need to remind ourselves that I'm only allowed to carry here, but not in Rishus Rabim, not allowed to go into Rishus Rabim. It's a heker to make sure that a mavoi is different than Rishus Rabim, even though a mavoi is also a place that's used by a lot of people. So the rabbis were worried people are going to confuse a mavoi with Rishus Rabim, so you got to have a heker. Ve'ilo, lo have a heker. But if you didn't make it for the purpose of being matir, then it's not a heker. That's the root of the dispute, Rav and Abaye. But by mechitza, everybody agrees if it's made on its own, it's okay. So now the Gemara wants to try to bring more proofs about whether or not a lechi, so beforehand the proofs are all about mechitza, but mechitza we said for sure a mechitza that's not made for it is a good mechitza. But now we want to know what's the story about the lechi. Says the Gemara, Tashma, come and hear a proof that a lechi that's made by itself can have a status of a lechi. Avnei gadar yotzes min hagadar. Let's say on the side of the entrance you have rocks, stones that are protruding from the side wall of the mavoi into the entrance to the mavoi, and it's 10 tefachim tall. Umuvdala zumazu pachos mishlosha. And these jagged, it's like a jagged edge of rocks sticking out of the side of the mavoi wall. And if these jagged edges are less than 3 tefachim between each other, so it's considered to be lavud. Ein sarach lechi acher. Now clearly, when you built this, your intention was not to make a lechi out of it. Shlosha, but if you do have 3 tefachim, sarach lechi acher. You need another lechi. So the Gemara says, no, hachanami shebinon mitchila lekach. No, maybe when the guy was building the mavoi wall, the reason he had this jagged edge sticking out was to be a lechi. Says Gemara, yachi pshita. Obviously it should be good. Ma would the same. You might have thought, lemesar binyanahu davida. You might have thought that the goal of this structure, even if he made it for a lechi, it shouldn't be good. Because it's not clear that he made it for a lechi, because someone who looks at the Ritva writes like this, someone who looks at this thinks the reason he left it open is because sometimes people build in different stages. And when you leave the jagged edges there, it looks like you want to build more out onto it. The reason you left it jagged, you didn't finish it off, is because this is stage one. You have enough money to build this much now. Now you're going to have stage two. That's what it looks like. It looks like it's unfinished. It doesn't look like it's a lechi. Kamash malon. Kamash malon. So that's why it comes to teach us that no, it does work as a lechi. Tashma, even if it was, since it was made as a lechi, it works. Tashma, another proof. The Tani Rabbi Chia. Kosel should see the echad kanas mechavero. Let's say you have a wall that is indented. The wall, we saw this case earlier. Wall of a mavoi is indented. Kosel should see the echad kanas mechavero. One wall is indented. Bein shenera mibachutz v'shavim mibipnim. Now, sometimes it depends how it's indented. Sometimes, like in the picture that I have in front of me, sometimes if you're standing inside the mavo, you can't see it being indented. You can't see it. So you can see it from the outside. If you're looking at the mavo from the outside, then it's clear there's an indentation. So if you could see it from the outside, but it's v'shava b'bifnim, but you can't see from the inside, ubein shener b'bifnim v'shava b'chutz, or you could have a situation where you're looking outside, you can't see it. But on the inside of the lechi, the next picture is you can see it on the outside, but you can't see it on the, you can see it on the inside, but you can't see it on the outside. Nidon mishum lechi. So this works as a lechi. Says the Gemara, hachanami shasom t'chil kach. Yeah, you made it as a lechi. Yachi my kamashim, what's the chiddush? Ah, the chiddush is exactly this point. Hakamashim nira mi b'chutz v'shavim mi b'fnim. Nidon mishum lechi. We saw this earlier. The chiddush is that just that even something seen on the outside, right, something seen on the inside and not on the outside, everyone agrees is a good lechi. That's what we saw before. If it's seen on the inside, because the ikar heker of the lechi is for the people inside. So if the people inside can see it, so everyone agrees that's going to work. But the shaila is, what if it could only be seen from the outside and not from the inside? So earlier in Daf Tesam Ibeis, we had a machlokas, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Barebi. Whether a lechi that's nira mibachutz, the shavim mibifnim, is good or not. One of them said it's good and one of them said it's not good. And there, you can only see it from the outside. Right, so that's why in this case, it wasn't exactly the same case over there. There, Rashi learns, Shaya lechi kulo omed michutz lamavoy. Right, that was a case where the lechi was totally outside. And the people inside, you couldn't see it at all. It was considered like an extension of the wall. A little bit different than this case. And since there are some who hold that kind of lechi nira b'chutz is not a good lechi, the Braisa has to say over here that this case, even Rabbi Chia would agree, is a good lechi. So it's not necessarily exactly the same case over there. So maybe even if you said over there it doesn't work, here maybe it does work. The Gemara seems to say minastam, it does work over here. Fine. Tashma! Right, you understand the difference? The case we had earlier, there was a pole jutting out into the Mavli, into the Rishus HaRabim, but it was flushed with the wall of the Mavli, so you couldn't see it on the inside. But on the outside, you could see that something was jutting out. This is a little bit different. This is a case of where you can't see the indentation from the inside. If you look, it's an indentation. It's not jutting out into the Rishus HaRabim. It's just inside the Mavli, it's indented, but you just can't see it from the inside. You can only see it from the outside. Tashma, come here, proof. Derav have a Yosef Bahu Mavoa. Rav was sitting in a certain Mavli. Have a Yosef, Rav Huna Kame. Rav Huna was sitting in front of him. I'm a Leila Shame. Rav said to his Shamus, Zil Isli Kuzi Demaya, please go get me a cup of water. So they're sitting there Shabbos morning, and the Shamish is coming back, he's carrying in the Mavoi. And lo and behold, they're sitting there, and the Lechi falls down. Uh-oh. Nofal l'chayaya. Achsalei biyodei. So Rav hinted to the guy with his hand, stop in your tracks. Kamaduchtei. So the guy stops. Amalei Rav Huna. Hey, but wait a second. Rav Huna said to his Rebbe, Rav, hey, look at the entrance to the Mavli. Forget the lechi that you made. There's a dekel tree. There's a tree right at the entrance. Why don't you use that as the lechi? Omar, Rav said to Rav, his student Rav Huna, Dami haimer abanan, kemandalo parshi inchi shmaita. He said to his student, did no one ever teach you Hilcha Shabbos? You didn't have a Rebbe who taught you Hilcha Shabbos? Mi samchin ale me'esmol. Did we think about this lechi from yesterday? We didn't think about it from yesterday. We built the lechi. We had another lechi. But, so that's a raya. We didn't think about this from yesterday. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Time of the lo samchina. Ha samchina have lechi. So the Gemara says, wait. This implies only because they weren't relying on it. But if they relied on it, sounds like it would be a lechi. Sounds like Rav holds that the halacha is like Abaye. That lechi homin me'elav, if you did rely on it, even though it wasn't made for a lechi, would be good. Says the Gemara, no. First of all, Mar says, lema b'ayv b'delo samchin alepli. This whole sugya we've been assuming, at the very outset we assumed that the whole machlokas is in a case where you did rely on it from Erev Shabbos. You did, it just wasn't made for this. But now the Gemara suggests no. Maybe they argue in a case where you did not rely on it. Hasamchin and Ale, but if you did rely on it, maybe everyone agrees, have a lechi. And the fact that Rav didn't want to rely on it, we could prove against Abaye. Says the Gemara, no. Lo sakadaitach. No, you can't say that pshat. You have to say, like we said originally, that if you did not rely on it before Shabbos, everyone agrees it's no good. The whole machlokas is only if you did rely on it before Shabbos. Says the Gemara, lo salgadaitach, dahu barka, because the story happened with a certain porch, dahave be bar chavu, a porch that was owned, it was in the mavoy of bar chavu. Bar chavu was a sofer. What was he? He wrote tefillin. It says in Baba Metzia, Abai says, the tefillin of Bebar Chavu Mishka Shechiche. Yeah. Dav pliyi ba Abai v'Rava. And all their lives, Abai and Rava, Kule Shanayu, all their lives, they argued about this. Whether this porch, which had beams underneath it, whether that the beam was a good lechi or not. All their whole lives they argued about it. Now clearly, they knew about it before Shabbos, and they still argued on it. So you see, the machlokas is even in a case where they knew about it before Shabbos, Abaye and Rava still argue. And according to Rashi, so we can prove from this that Rav held Allah is like Abaye, that since you didn't know about it, that Rav held, since you didn't know about it, that's why it was no good. Sounds like if you knew about it Erev Shabbos, it would be good. So that Rav held that way. We follow Abaye. That's the simple pshat. We follow Abaye. It's one of the Yal Kagam, like Rashi said. Okay. New Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Bachol osen l'chayayin. You're allowed to make a lechi out of anything. Afilu b'dav shish b'ruach chayim. You could even have a lechi made out of an animal. Whoa. Yeah, but I think the Rishonim point out the animal has to be tied up because we're afraid it'll sit down. It'll be less than 10 tvachim. The Rabbi Meir Oser. Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to have a lechi out of a bal chai. The Gemara is going to explain that we're afraid, Rabbi Meir is afraid if the animal dies, it's going to shrivel up and it'll be less than 10 tvachim. Yeah, so Rav Meir holds even when they're alive, they can't be a lechi. Umetame mishum golel. Not only that, but a bal chayim does create tumas ohel if you will use the bal chayim as the cover for an aron. That's the way Rashi learns that a golel is the cover for the aron. Tosa says, "What do you mean you don't use an animal as a cover for the aron?" It means you use it as like the marker on top of a grave, like the headstone of a grave. So it's mitami mishum ol. If you look at Lashon Rashi here, Rashi seems to say, take a look at the bottom, Rashi, the bottom of the page. Mitami mishum golo. Imaso golo kevin mitami le'olam be'ol kemes atzmo. Va'afilu nital mishum. Even if you take it away from there, it's mitami be'ol. The Rambam and the Tosis Rid disagree with this Rashi. They hold that a golel is only mitame while it's on the kever. Once you take it off the kever, it's not mitame. That's very strange. No, usually we assume that once something is tame, so it's tame for life. What do you mean? How does it lose its tame? Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Happened to be in the car yesterday. I was listening to Rabbi Rosner. He quoted this. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says that there's different types of tuma. Certain things become tame because they touched something tame. So such a thing only loses it if you got it through touching it. So then it only loses it when you get rid of it, when you put it in a mikvah or something. But here, this thing didn't become tummy because it's touching something. It's becoming tummy because what its function is. Its function is to be the golel lekever. It's not because it's touching the kever. It's because that's its function. Its function is that it's a golel. Once the function's gone, it loses its tummy. So says Rabbi Chanan. That's to explain the Rambam and the Tosfos Rid disagree with Rashi. Rashi says it's tummy even after you take it away. But others say not that way. Okay. So it creates tumas ohel. It creates tumas ohel. Rabbi Meir Matayer. Rabbi Meir Matayer. Rabbi Meir says no. Just like a bal chai can't be a mechitza, they also can't have a din of golel. The kosan of gitin ashim, you're allowed to write a get on an animal. Rabbi Yosef Aglili posel. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says you can't write a get on an animal. We'll see in the Gemara what they're arguing about. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Kol davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim einos nasa lo dofen l'sukkah, v'lo lechi l'mavoy, lo pasin l'biros, lo golo l'kever. Rabbi Meir says, anything that's alive cannot be wall of a sukkah, can't be a lechi for a mavoy, can't be pase biros, the humid, to be mati, to take the water from the well. And not a golel kever. Mishur, Rabbi Yosef Aglili amru, af ein kosen lov gitei nashim. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, you also can't write a get on it. My time to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yosef Aglili? The sani will into the brisa. Sefer. This week's parsha. What a dafyomi coincidence. Pashas Kisetze, all about divorce. Wow. Sefer, because I've lost Sefer Krisis. Again, it's called the Sefer Krisis. Sefer, so now we diverge into Maseches Gittin for a little bit. For those who are not so excited about Erevin, this is your time. Sefer. Ein li ela Sefer. Minayin l'rabos kol davar. How do you know that even an animal works? Talmud Lomer, because I've lost. Write it on anything. Mikomako, whatever you write it on, Imkain, Ma Tamaloma Sefer. So what does Sefer teach you? Loma Lachama Sefer Davashe Ainbo Rachayim ve'eino ochel. Oh, right, so I'm sorry, this is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi says, V'kasav la seems to imply anything, but Sefer teaches me, no, it's got to be not alive and not a food. Af kol davar she'eino rachayim ve'eino ochel. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's limud. That he says, that he learned from Sefer, that an animal is no good. V'rabbanan, but the Rabbanan say an animal is good. So, what do they do with that drasha? Miksiv basefer. It doesn't say you have to write it on an animal. Sefer ksiv. It says sefer. Sefer means lesfiras dvar mudasa. Really, you could write on anything, even an animal. But the word sefer comes to teach me that the get has to tell a story. The get has to tell the story. Pliny decided to divorce Almoini, and you have to tell that v'dein d'yehevi lechim inoi igeres truchin, whatever the words are, I forgot already what the words are. It has to tell the story. 12 lines. The get is 12 lines. How do you remember that? The gematria of get is 12. Gimel test. 12 lines. You have to say, v'dein d'yehevi lechim inoi igeres shvukin teruchin, whatever those words are. V'rabbanon, hai v'kasav la maidashibe. So we saw what the Chacham do with Sefer, but what do they learn from V'kasav La? That it's a very expansive word. It says you can write with anything. Right? It could have just said V'nasan La Sefer Krisus. Says Gemara, Humi Boile B'ksivim Iskarashes Ein Igreshes B'kesef. She can get divorced with a star and not with money. Sakadat L'chemi Yehovis Kishkitzia LaHavaya. You might have thought we have a pasuk in this week's parsha. We compare divorce to marriage. Mahavaya bekesef, just like Mahavaya means marriage. Mahavaya bekesef, just like marriage is with money. Af yitzia bekesef, so to divorce, maybe you could think she could buy her way out of the marriage. You could divorce her with money. Kamash malon. That's why we have to teach us that what? No, that she gets divorced with a document and not with money. If you look at Tosus, B'ksiva Miskaresh is a little B'kesev in the middle of the page. Hach drasha lo asya el rava. Avala abai nafkale b'perakabat de kedushin anot misvara. Abai learns that from svara. Ein sanegor nasa kategor. The opposite of what we usually use is ein kategor nasa sanegor. Here, ein sanegor nasa kategor. The money that tied her down cannot free her. The defense attorney can't be the prosecutor. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Hai Svari Nolai. How does he know that she can't get divorced with money? Nafgalei mi sefer krisus, sefer korsa vin davar acha korsa. Only a get gets rid of her, not money. Virabana, what do they do with that? Hai sefer krisus, my brother. What do they use the word sefer krisus for? Le davar akoris beino levena. There's halacha that the get has to absolutely cut the woman off from the husband. It's got to be an absolute cutoff. What does this mean? If a man gives his wife a divorce on the condition that she will never drink wine for the rest of her life, he wants to shaft her on the way out. Most people divorce their wives, they want to shaft them on the way out. Most people. So he says, I'll give you a divorce, but it's on the condition that you're never going to enjoy a cup of wine for the rest of your life. So, or amanash l'teich l'vi savich l'olam, or I'm divorcing you on the kitchen that you never set foot in your father's house ever for the rest of your life. Ein zekrisus. It's not a good get. Why? Because it doesn't end the marriage. Because her entire life, if she ever drinks a cup of wine or she ever goes into her father's house, so now retroactively the get's not going to be a good get. She violated the condition. The get's not a good get. She's always tied together to him. The marriage is never completely over because if she violates the condition, she's back married again. It's not a good get, because it doesn't make an absolute cutoff. However, kol shloshim yom, however, if you say you can't drink wine for 30 days, or you can't go into your father's house for 30 days, harei zekrisus, that's a good get, because after 30 days, the condition is over, and then the get will be, would have finality. V'Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how does Rabbi Yossi Aglili know that? Nafkalei mikareis krisus. He learns that out from the double lashon of Kareis Krisus. V'Rabbanan, Kareis Krisus lo dashe. They say the double lashon. You can't dash anything from that. Take a look in Tosas. Amanas shel telchi levei savich. Tosas asks, but wait a minute. But her father's not gonna live forever. Her father's not gonna live forever. So her father's gonna die at some point. So Tosfos has a few answers to that. Some Rishonim say, well, even after her father dies, the house is still called her father's house. Or as long as the father has kids that are alive, it's also called the father's house. Others say it means, no, this house, Amanasa, you're never going to go into this house, which happens to now be your father's. But even if your father sells it, it's still this house that I want you to go into. So that's different Rishonim deal with that. Okay, let's finish up here. Last Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Shayara. That's a posse. A group of people that's on a trip in the desert. Shechan Sababika. They encamped Erev Shabbos in a field in the valley, in the desert. Vehikifua Klei Behema. They surrounded themselves with the saddles, pillows, blankets, mattresses. Metatlan Besocha. So you're allowed to carry there on Shabbos. Uvavaji Goda Gova Asara Tvachim. It's got to be 10 Tvachim high. Velo you pitzis yiseris alabinyan. And you can't have more openings than wall. Right? For Rishus HaYachid, you can't have parats meruba ala omid. Kol pirtas shikeser amos. If you have an opening that's less than 10 amos, muteris. Mipnei shikeh pesach. That has the status of pesach. Again, you still need omid meruba ala parats. But if the parats is less than 10 amos, it's okay. Yes, or mikan, if there's an opening more than 10 amos, usir. It passels all the walls. It's not called a Pesach. Even if you have Omin Merubah La Paretz, if you have an opening that's more than 10 Amos in the Rosh Hashayachid, it's no good. Says the Gemara in Ma, we learned in the Beis Medrash, Paretz Ke Omid. What about if it's exactly even? Paretz Ke Omid. Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Rav Hun Breda V'Shem Mar Asa. Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Hachi Agmi Rachman Ala Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe as follows. Lo tifrots ruba. Don't have a majority open. But if it's even Stephen, it's okay. Rav Huna Bredu Shomar Usr. Hachiyag Mirachon Moshe. Gidar ruba. Make sure you make a wall over most of it. Tanan. Velo yipitzis yiseris albinim. Read the Mishnah carefully. The openings cannot be more than the wall. Sounds like if it's even Stephen, it's good. Hakibinyan mutter. Says Gemara, no, it's not the way it means. Lo teima hakibinyan mutter leima. In binyan yesel appears in mutter. Avol kibinyan mai. Also, what are you going to say? If it's even, it's no good. Yachi, listen, if a low your prince's kibinyan, let the Mishnah say it. It shouldn't be even. Kashya, you're right. It's a problem. Tashma, hamakares sukkas b'shvudin. If you make the roof of your sukkah with metal spits, barbecue spits, made for roasting spits, oh, by ruchas amita, or bed poles, bed posts. Pasul schach. Im yesh revach beinem kemosan kshera. If you leave exactly the amount of space between them and then you put kosher schach on top, it's going to be kosher. Sounds like if it's even Stephen, it's okay. So the Gemara says we should apply the same rule to parats keomed. Hacha maeskin kishenichnas viyotze. No, it's not exactly even. It's jagged, so you have extra room for the schach. That's one answer. Asks the Gemara, v'ha efshar litzamtzem. But wait a minute, you can make it exactly even. Amar Rav Ami b'ma'adif. We're talking about a case where you didn't do it exact. You left a little extra room for the schach. That's one answer. Rav Amar, im hayu nesunin arev nos no shesi. Shesi nos no arev. He says no. That if you made the metal beams this direction, you put the schach this way. So by definition, there's going to be more schach than the metal. Even though in airspace, it's actually even. But if you go it over this way, you're going to have more schach. So the metal will be batel barov. The metal will be batel the rove in the more schach that you placed on top of it. You did it, perpendicular. If you put it on perpendicular, you're going to have more to cover over the area. And therefore, you're going to have more schach, and it's going to be batel. Okay, gentlemen, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. And see you tomorrow at 7:15, Bez Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a great day.
Have a wonderful day.